This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. Creating art can be lonely work, so a small group of artists in the Eastern Panhandle gets together every 2 weeks to critique each other's work. These are people who work with paint, pencils, cameras, and clay. But why do they need each other? Liz McCormick went to find out and brings us this report.
Don't know. Should I be doing something else? Should I be...
...8 o'clock to noon, or whatever it is.
I'm sitting in on a crit group session, short for Artist Critique Group. The man's voice belongs to Doug Kinnett, the founder of the group. He started it in 2007. These seven members meet at Kinnett's home in Shepherdstown, in a large sunroom with high ceilings and big windows. The room gives off an air of art. Hardwood floors, lights, and modern furniture. Some of Kinnett's colorful paintings line the walls. They meet up here every 2 weeks. Each person gets a chance to stand before the group and show a piece of art on an easel. One artist has brought a painting of a zebra. He shows his work, talks a bit about his process, and then opens the floor to comments. Painter Judy Bradshaw speaks up.
I mean, you could have painted those stripes straight and it wouldn't have worked, but look around his neck. How you have that curvature with the dark stripes. I mean, that is difficult to do.
Many of this group's members are retired and picked up visual art after finishing one or more careers. But some are experienced artists who have been doing it for a long time and do it for a living. Gary Burgle is one of the newest members. He says critiquing each other's work isn't a matter of saying what's good or what's bad. It's about describing what you see.
We're looking to build each other up and encourage each other along our visual paths. Not to, even if we feel something is less than successful, there's a way of talking about it that is still edifying and encouraging, not destructive, not critical in the wrong way. That's why the word critique is very, very important rather than criticism.
Burgle is an art teacher at Blue Ridge Community College in Martinsburg, and he's also a mixed media artist who focuses on digital photography. The founder of the Crit Group, Doug Kinnett, is an expressionist painter who likes to use a lot of color. He's also a retired art teacher with a doctorate in art education. After retiring, he longed for something to keep his art education background alive. He says he started the Crit Group because artists don't have a lot of support.
And it's kind of bleak. You know, there are a lot of people that get art degrees, and then because life hits them when they graduate from school, it's sort of like diving into an empty swimming pool when you see the real world. You know, they just have a hard time fitting it in, making it a discipline, doing the kinds of things they always wanted to do, which is to make art.
Kinnett hoped a Crit Group would give other artists a place where they felt a sense of belonging, finding kindred spirits.
It's important to me because I isolate too much. And it's important to me because these people are my friends, and I plateau. I go through long periods of time when I don't see any growth in my own work, but it makes me feel good when I see it in others.
One longtime member says the group is a support system for her, too. Rebecca Grace Jones says having her work critiqued helps her stay focused and discover new things.
Being shown maybe a different way of looking at something, maybe a different possibility. I think it's about growth, you know, not being stagnated in what you're caught in or what you're even satisfied with.
After being around for 8 years, the Crit Group put on its first two exhibits together this summer. One in Martinsburg and one in Charlestown.
Some of her work is quite abstract. You could almost call it pure abstraction.
Gary Burgle shows me a group of paintings by another member of the Crit Group. We're walking around a small room at the Visitor Center in Charlestown. On the walls are the members' paintings, drawings, photos, and pastels.
What we're hoping to do through these two exhibits, to encourage more artists to really wake up and realize they have a need to get together, to hang together, and if we could spark more.
The Crit Group's founder, Doug Kinnett, says every artist of any age should have the opportunity to be in a Crit Group. He says anyone can start one, but they should be small, no more than a handful of people to get the best outcome. Kinnett isn't sure how many other Crit Groups are in the Eastern Panhandle. He thinks around 5, but he hopes there will be many more in the future, ones for all kinds of art. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.
This is West Virginia Morning at 7:49. Mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the 80s, partly cloudy overnight with lows in the 50s and 60s. Sunny on Saturday, there's a slight chance of afternoon rain and thunderstorms in the eastern panhandle tomorrow, highs in the 80s. And mostly sunny on Sunday with a slight chance of rain and thunderstorms, a little warmer with daytime highs on Sunday in the 80s and low 90s.
Support for our weather forecast is provided by Erie Insurance, putting service first since 1925. Local agents available at erieinsurance.com. Want to play a game? Okay, Roxy, I'll name a state and you name the food that comes to mind.
Okay.
You can play along in the car or at home too. Ready? Okay. Idaho.
Potatoes.
Wisconsin.
Cheese curds.
Louisiana.
Gumbo.
North Kakalaki, commonly referred to as North Carolina.
Barbecue.
Kentucky. Okay, well, bourbon isn't really a food. Oh man, I just gave that one away. Okay. I've saved the best one for last. You ready? How about West Virginia?
That's easy. Pepperoni rolls.
This week on Inside Appalachia, Roxy and I explore the story behind the West Virginia pepperoni roll.
I've been eating them for like probably 60-some years, and so I love them. This bakery's been here for a lot of years, and it's very special.
The only place you can get them is right here, and these are the best. Looking forward to getting these home and put some sauce and cheese on them and throw them in the oven, and they'll be perfect.
And the funny thing is, you could talk to anybody around Fairmont or this area, and the pepperoni roll is as common as a hamburger. And you go to another area and you mention pepperoni roll, and they look at you kind of funny and says, "What's a pepperoni roll?"
People like them with a garden tomato on them and Miracle Whip. Yeah.
Most of them use slices of pepperoni, and I think the sticks are much better.
And do them under the broiler. Yep, cut them in half and do it. Put butter on them. That's the favorite way for me. A lot of people like the pepper sauce and cheese on them.
Those were some of the customers I talked to who were in line to buy pepperoni rolls at the Country Club Bakery in Fairmont.
You can hear this story and much more on Inside Appalachia this Sunday morning at 7 and Sunday evening at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Well, singer-songwriter Jill Barber's smoky, soulful voice has made her an alt-cabaret favorite on Canada's folk scene. She's also known for penning songs with timeless hooks and melodies. Here she is with Broken for Good on this Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Quit pretending, I made up my mind. This happy ending I will never find. This heart would go on if it could, but this time it's broken. There's no use mending what's beyond repair. What good is a heart that can no longer care? This heart would go on if it could, but this time it's broken. Never love again. The way I love,
never love again. I'll never love again the way I loved you. I gave away my heart when it was brand new, and when it came back to me, it was broken in two.
That was Jill Barber with Broken for Good. You can hear this song again and more music Saturday night at 8 on Mountain Stage, right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. West Virginia Morning is produced with the assistance of Suzanne Higgins, Clark Davis, Jessica Lilly, Glynis Board, Dave Mistich, Roxy Todd, Liz McCormick, and Jesse Wright. Our theme music is by Matt Jackford. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.